This is Lady G. I am Lady G to you, my single parent. Okay? I am going to give you a brief intro of myself. I'm Lady G. I created this platform because I am a single parent of two boys. I want to reach out to other single parents to show support. I want to interact with you. I want us to be close. I want your feedback. So, with that being said, I hope you guys took out the time to spend with your children or with your kids, your boys, your girls. And did you take out the time to spend by yourself that meantime? I hope you did, because it's going to benefit you mentally. It's going to help you help those kids. Because once your mental is stable, I promise you, you will give those babies everything that they need to hear. The best training. Okay? I hope you did that. Okay. With that being said, where are all my single fathers? My goodness. All my single dads. Trophies all the way around. All the trophy to you. Because you are doing it. My goodness. Are you not working it? You are working this. Oh, gosh. You are working it so good. And I just want you all to know that if nobody has told you daddies that you guys are the best, I am telling you. Say Lady G just told me I am the greatest of all the dads. Trust me, because I know what it feels like to be a single mom. So if you're a single dad out there, thank you. Today's topic is very, 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 very touching. But hey, I love my dads, okay? And if you're a dad out there taking care of somebody's child that you did not have together with the mom, that you're not the biological father of that child, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Keep doing it. Your reward is ahead. Okay? Keep doing it. I love you for that. You are very, 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 very special to the community. Just so you know. Okay. So, let's get into this topic. Today's topic is the importance of a father in his son's or son's life. See, as a single parent, I just want all my dads to know this. Children want to make you their dad, their father, proud. And an involved father promotes inner growth and strength. Studies have shown that when a father are affectionate and supportive, it greatly affects the child's cognitive and social development. It also instills an overall sense of well-being and sense of self-confidence. Wow, that's deep. That is deep. My dad's out there. I want us to be a part of our children's life or our children's lives. I want us to play a very intricate role in their lives as a father. A few ways of being a good dad is balancing discipline and fun. So you can discipline the kid and also have fun with them. Being a good role model in your son's life. Providing for your son or sons, no matter what happened between you and your child's mom. Please be a part of that little boy's life. He needs you as a father. He needs you as a role model. He needs you as a very strong support system. He needs you for every social and cognitive development. He needs you around. He needs your affection. He needs your support. He needs your love. The way in which you're going to raise that child or those children, the way in which you are going to bring them up, whatever form of training you instill into those boys or your son is going to lead them into growing to be a great father to his child or children. It helps him have a better sense of respect for a female. Every parent needs to know this, male or female. If the relationship did not work between you and your son's mom, as a dad, never walk away. If you're going to walk away from that relationship, never walk away from your son. Never walk out of his life, because your absence is going to lower his self-esteem. Your absence is going to make him feel very, very low. When I say very, very low, he's not going to be able to socialize with other kids who have their dad present in their lives. As a dad, accepting your responsibilities as a father shows a great reflection on your childhood as a father. I just said that, and this is what I mean. Okay, if you're a dad listening to this episode, I want you to know there are daddies out there who did not have a dad to raise them. So they grew up not knowing how to show love and affection to their children, to their boys. And there are some of them who has grown up or who have grown up to instill the love that they did not get as a child into their children or into children who are not biologically theirs. When you do that, you are growing self-love for yourself. Not only are you bonding with that child or those children, you are creating self-love for yourself and for that child. So that void that was missing during your childhood, you are able to heal yourself just by creating that bond with that child or with those children. I hope you're getting what I'm trying to tell you. You are able to heal inner. That inner you is able to heal. It's able to move on past the absence of your biological father. It's able to move past the hurt that, hey, my dad whooped my behind very bad as a kid because he was mad for things that I did. No, I don't want to train my child this way. I don't want to leave my child hanging without a father. I want to love on my own. I want my son to look up to me as a role model. I want to be able to take my son to football practice. I want to be able to have a very important conversation with my son when it comes to his encounters with girls, you know? So as a dad, your role in our son's lives is very important. Women, females, single mothers, please give your son or your son's father the opportunity to get back to being a father. in your child's life is very important. As a mother, you cannot be a father and a mother at the same time. There's a difference between a female and a male. You're a female, you cannot teach your son on how to approach a female. You cannot. You cannot teach your son on how to get dressed. As a masculine male, you cannot. You cannot teach your son on how to groom his beard. You cannot as a female. You cannot teach your son, hey son, from a mom to a son, this is how you should put a condom on. Really? Please don't do that. If you're ever thinking about doing that, do not do that. Did I just make you laugh? Oh my God, because I laugh myself. I want you guys to know something about me. I am funny. Just in case you didn't know, now you know. I love a good laughter. Okay. Do not try to teach your son a better sex education. Now, it's going to be different. If the dad is not involved, that's a whole different conversation. Okay, then you can go ahead and you can do that if the dad is not involved. But if the dad is involved, let the dad be able to play his role as a father. Let him be able to take on their responsibility to take that boy to his football game, basketball game, fishing. Let him be able to do manly things. Because at the end of the day, you are going to have that mean time to yourself. You are going to appreciate that man. Do not push him away. Do not argue with him in front of your children or your child. Please, ladies, let's encourage our son's father or our son's father to please be a part. You know, when they come around to pick the babies up, hey, I just want to say thank you for being a great part of our son's life. He looks forward to you guys meantime, you know, the little meet and greet or going to the store, going to get something. Just a father and son's time is very, very important to our son. So I just want to say thank you. He told me you guys had a blast. And ladies, if that man even take that baby to introduce that baby to his girlfriend, let him be. It's okay. That other mother can also help take care of their child. Just play your role as a mother, because nobody cannot replace you as a mother. Nobody can replace you. Nobody cannot replace you as a mother. You are doing a great job. That woman cannot do what you're doing. Your 9 months of labor would never go in vain. You are appreciated as a mother and will always be appreciated. So please, let us learn to appreciate our father in their son or son's life. Let us learn to push them up and encourage them. If they cannot make it at the time that they're supposed to come pick the babies up, it's okay. That's another week coming up. They can come around and they can pick the babies up, you know? But no matter what, fathers, you are doing a good job. Thank you guys for listening to me. Thank you guys for taking out the time, the effort to follow, to be a great audience onto this platform. Thank you guys for taking out the time to donate your little support. Trust me, it helps this platform. It also helps other single parents out there, believe it or not. I would love to hear from you. I would love to start to communicate with you in every way. Leave me a message. There's a message icon when you're listening to this podcast. There's a message icon. There's also a supporting icon. You click on it, you support the podcast. Whatever you support the podcast with, it is highly appreciated. Play the message. Leave me a message. I want to hear from you. With that being said, I am Lady G, checking out on a Monday. I love you guys. Take out some me time for yourself. It's not all about the kids. Take care of your mentals. Take care of yourself, mind, body, and soul. Because if you don't, your reaction, or no, not your reaction, but your action will show how you are taking care of yourself. I love you. Until then, talk to you next Monday. Be safe, wear your mask, and take care of yourself. Peace and love, prosperity, abundance throughout what? 2021. Happy New Year's. More followers. Spread the words. Love you guys. Bye-bye.